This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I got my Tupac shirt on today, too.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a Tupac shirt on.
Look at that. Perfect. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday. Mother's Day weekend. Hopefully this is not the first you're hearing of that. If it is, you still got some time. Salvage it. Don't let her know that. But yeah, you got till Sunday, so get it together.
No, you got till Saturday.
Yeah, you got to get it together on, by man. Saturday night. You don't want to be out there Sunday morning with the rest of because there will be them. There'll be some dads and sons and people out there on Sunday morning with that same look on their face. Don't be amongst them. Don't be that. Act like you had it together all along. You know, make a little breakfast, have the gift and flowers, all that stuff ready on Sunday, and look like you've been planning this for weeks. It's as easy as that. Hey, speaking of days to celebrate parents, I know it's Mother's Day Sunday, but never too soon to start thinking about Father's
Damn
Day.
Damn right it ain't.
Said no one ever, but we're saying it. We're saying it. Let's start thinking about Father's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com. Click the contest page. It's just like it's been in years past. Let us know, why your dad is so special to you, why you want to bring him to the dinner, or any sort of father figure in your life that you'd like to bring to the dinner. Just head over to the website, click the contest page, and let us know. Brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Is there anything funnier than you were talking about before the show? We mentioned a couple weeks ago, before the season, that Rafael Devers is refusing to play first base. But they're showing all his highlights, all of his errors up here. Mm-hmm. He can't play third base.
No, he's not a good defensive player.
Yeah, so but he told them, I'm not going
to
play first.
So he was mad in the first place that they brought in Bregman to play third, even though Bregman's one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball. Yeah. And Devers is not. So he didn't like that.
Right.
And really all they did was ask him to play, like, just make the same amount of money. Not going to take any money away from you. They signed him to a $300 million contract.
They did.
Now all we want you to do is hit, which, I don't know, I'd be like, great.
Cool.
Like, this is excellent. But their first baseman's out for the remainder of the season, so now they want him to play first.
That dude's hurt again.
And he told him, I can't play every position. Well, now, Rafael, all we want you to do is play first.
Yes.
Like, you used to play third. We asked you not to.
Yes.
Now you're not playing any position. You're just hitting. And now we want you to play first. So we're not asking you to play. It's not like that lady that played, Kentucky or what school was it, Bo, the other day?
I think it was Kentucky.
The Kentucky softball player that played every position in a game?
University of Texas.
Texas. The Texas softball.
They're playing Kentucky.
They're not asking Devers to do that. They just want you to play first base now because the guy who was playing it got hurt.
He's hurt again.
And you make $300 million. And we'd like you to help out.
They're first basemen. I mean, because it turns out I was watching that Red Sox thing on Netflix. Like, he got hurt last year on, like, some fluke swing and, like, tore or something all up. And, like, they were like, when is this guy going to come back?
Right.
Like, everybody thought he was soft. But then you look at the injury, like, it was something, like, he like, was it unlodged something?
Ooh.
A body part or something.
Really?
Yeah, I was like.
Like he popped a
something,
like a
yeah,
rib or
yeah,
something out?
Like that, yeah. Like tore something loose up in there. Like, damn, that don't seem like a soft person.
Nah, it just sounds terrible.
That sounds like that.
Sounds fluky but terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something that he might not ever play again. Yeah. Y'all mad that he can't come back because y'all losing, but. Yeah, my man said, I ain't playing it.
What else do you want from me?
I love that.
I can't do everything.
I hate it, but I love it.
Like, no, Raphael, we're not asking you to do
that. Exactly how he said it. What do y'all want
to
do?
Yeah, here's the good news. Maybe that'll be to the Braves' benefit because they got the Pirates this weekend in Pittsburgh, right? And then the Nationals next week, Monday through Thursday at home, and then they're in Boston next weekend.
Yes.
So hopefully this will have time to really kind of spread through that clubhouse and poison everything. And by then it'll be toxic in Boston. You can go up there and take care of business.
Yeah, man, because you know how them Red Sox fans get.
Oh yeah, they're about as angry as any fan.
They're also like not paying attention to their baseball team yet because the basketball team. Like if the Celtics get eliminated sometime middle of the week and then they have to turn their attention,
they check
to
back
even
in,
worse.
They check back in and Devers is refusing to play first base and everything's falling apart. Yeah, no, this could work out perfect for the Braves. This is absolutely perfect timing for the Braves to go up to Boston next weekend. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us.
We sure?
I think so.
Okay.
You never know.
The field and everything. You never know.
Does he have some sort of charity soccer match to play in today or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he shave his head again? I don't know. He's always busy. Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 as well. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Now, this is brand new Raheem Morris audio.
Yes.
From rookie minicamp today. So new that none of us have heard it. This is all fresh. You listeners, me, Randy, Bo, Abe, we're all going to hear this together. So hopefully it's interesting and not profane.
He can curse? Okay.
The second you talk to him, when he's standing next to you, not working out, having a normal conversation across the table in Terry's office or mine, every time you talk to him, you feel like that. You're talking about a guy that's going to be, you know, I hate to even talk about him this way, but like, it's hard not to, when you talk to guys like that, and Xavier Watts, a little bit the same cloth, but you see future captains and these guys make up, and it's like, you know, the team will decide that, and he'll decide that, but you see the makeup, like, just like, no different. I mean, you see those guys, when you walk in the room, you see it all over.
Talking about Jalen Walker, the number 15 overall pick, kind of echoing a lot of the praise we've heard about him throughout his time at Georgia and draft process and all that, but that's great. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, showing up, and I think you can only learn so much about from the interviews and watching them work out, but till you get to sit and have intimate conversations with them on the football field and everything like that, because these guys, first of all, they're going to be relied upon heavily, let's call it what it is. But, yeah, you still want to know how they fit in. This is just rookies and undrafted guys and tryout guys that are here now. The big club will probably be back next week when you go and you get the full team workouts and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I told you I saw a couple pictures of him before. He got out there with no sleeves on, no gloves on, just out there country as hell.
Great.
Hell, this is great. That's just great.
We don't need any fancy, wristbands or gloves for rookie minicamp.
Rookie minicamp. I mean, it's a learning process.
Yeah.
You have some walkthroughs. You're going to do maybe some team stuff. Because everything, you do install. It is a day one install, so goodness gracious, I hate day one damn install. Like, can I take a nap? Like, can I go home? I mean, we've been in the same damn offense for 12 years. But that this is new to them and all those different things. So yeah.
That's also, don't have a game for
you. Don't have a game forever.
Months. Like, but, damn, you know, it's all important.
Day one install.
Everything's important.
Nothing worse.
Okay. Next week, we're going to find out about the NFL schedule.
Let me raise my hand here, Andy. Why is this whole Berlin thing going on with the Falcons?
What do you mean?
Like, everybody's keep saying, are we expecting the Falcons to play overseas?
Yeah, I think we know they are.
Oh, we know?
Or I is think it, so. It, oh, we don't know that?
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Like, Abe, like, got real scared.
Oh,
well,
you know,
no, you know how he gets. We don't know, but
they're going to play in Berlin.
You kind of. One of the Falcons' road games is Indianapolis.
Right.
Indianapolis is playing in Berlin. You look at some of the other opponents Indianapolis has.
Don't the Falcons also have, like, because every team kind of has different, like.
They did acquire German
marketing
rights.
Marketing rights.
Is that where you're
in
headed?
In some countries, yeah. Yes. The Falcons have German marketing rights.
Okay.
So, I mean, why would you do that? You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious. Cause
it's kind of just tea leaves.
That's my thing. I was like, did I miss an announcement or something?
No,
like that?
No. There's no announcement. Okay. But it's.
All right,
it's
I'll go to Berlin. You want to go to Berlin?
I would love.
All right. Let's see if we got
Berlin.
Some miles.
I would love it.
Let's see if we got some miles. You got some miles?
I don't have any miles. But that's okay.
We can still go.
Yeah, I don't need them. We'll figure it out.
No. We got money. You got a job, man. Got a good stable income, man.
I know.
All right, let's go.
I'm saying I'm down to go.
Oh, we go.
Don't have any miles. Like I don't have like a miles number or anything. Yeah, I got you.
You want to go?
I have cash.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like me and you, like we'd have to do a show over there. Or can we just go?
I think it would be really fun to do a show over there.
I think it'd be awesome to do a show in Berlin. I don't know.
Assuming the Falcons have a game.
Yeah,
over
assuming
there,
they have one,
which we assume they will.
Because I'm assuming because we're the flagship, we could bum a ride with them.
I mean, they're going.
They're taking Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can squid Billy. I'm sorry, Bo. They're taking squid Billy.
Yeah.
We can rob a squid.
He takes up less space.
He takes up less space. We can put his ass over the overhead. Then we can go about our business.
Or under the seat.
Yeah, we can go about our business.
Yeah, no, I think that's a – I mean, look, if it gets on the schedule, I think that's something that seriously needs to be discussed.
Yes.
I think we earned the
We got Vegas.
The trip.
We got Vegas credit, baby.
We got Vegas credit.
We got Vegas credit.
We went to
baby.
Vegas and it went great. Yes. The Falcons even won.
Yes.
And they benched Kirk Cousins. Like everything good happened in Vegas.
Was it good they benched Kirk Cousins?
Yeah. Okay. It's the best thing that happened to the franchise in years.
Yeah, but I would love to go.
Me too. I would love to. I would. I think it'd be really awesome.
I got somewhere to stay. If they don't want to put up some hotel. My cousin Daniel, who's just here.
I just met him.
Yeah, he lives in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, worse.
Well, Germany?
Let me just finish, Abe, okay? Shh.
Berlin.
Oh, God. It's just like, where shh, Abe, be quiet. Let people finish.
Abe has like a fun radar. Yeah. He's like, oh, God, they're having fun. Oh, let me jump in and screw it up.
All right. He's like, he's 35 minutes from Berlin.
That's close.
Yeah, that's close enough.
That's like you to here.
Basically.
It's like Lilburn to Midtown.
Damn sure is. Yeah, we can get one of them little cars. One of them little cars that Clark Griswold was driving.
Why don't we get a cool German car?
That's what I'm saying. Remember the one that they were driving with National Lampoon?
I do. I just European don't think vacation? They make Mercedes too, though, don't they?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to ride in a Mercedes. I want to ride in one of them.
All right, man. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever car you want to ride in works for me.
I want to ride one of them.
It sounds like YouTube is going to get the streaming rights for a week one Friday night game in Brazil. Not YouTube TV.
Right.
YouTube. Yeah. Like, you're not even going to have a subscription to watch this thing.
That's
it doesn't sound
charges,
like.
Charges, right? I think the charges are playing that game.
I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, okay, it's charges.
Okay, yeah. But that's, okay, I mean, not surprising.
I'll be honest, Bunk. I didn't know how I was going to like it last year when it was Green Bay and Philly. I liked it. It's pretty cool.
What, like,
because you know how I am as far as when football should be playing. I think Friday nights for high school.
Oh, got it.
You know what I mean?
No,
Friday nights for high school, Saturdays for college, and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Friday nights are football games should be played on Sunday mostly, but Thursday and Monday I get. I think the NFL games should be played in the United States, and I think that you should wear your normal anyway. But yeah, I understand that things are changing. And YouTube probably is going to pay a whole bunch of money to get this, and good for them. Good for the NFL. Good for the players. Good for the salary cap. Good for the owners.
Yeah.
Good for us, maybe, down the road.
Could be.
Does it all trickle down at some point?
It could be, man. A lot of
I watch a lot of YouTube.
A lot of rookies are signing their deals now, Andy, which is great. As Jinta got paid. Then I was looking at this Jaden Higgins. He becomes a first, second-round pick.
Can you explain that to me?
Basically.
Why?
Why is he the first, second-round pick? I don't know why he is. I'm sure it's more agent talk than anything, because that's what they do. Like, it can be guaranteed if he does this or something like that. That's usually agent talk, how they sell it.
Right.
Like, how Ash Jenty's contract is fully guaranteed. That's,
Well, and he's the sixth overall pick, and I get it.
So how does a second round pick get it? Like Jalen Walker, like, how does that usually go? My thing was, I was like, okay, this is agent talk. If he hits a certain incentive, maybe as a rookie, it becomes fully guaranteed or something like that.
Yeah.
But I just didn't understand that part.
Yeah, it's just kind of a weird story.
It's a brag.
It's
a brag.
It's an agent brag more than anything. But I was like, also, like, no offense, like, Jaden Higgins, obviously a nice player, but, like, of all the guys that got drafted in the second round, too, is like, I wouldn't have expected it to be him.
Mm-hmm.
There's some names you're a lot more familiar with that got drafted in the second round. So, first today, someone else will get it tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Right? Like, don't think that, like, the agents ain't talking.
Yeah.
And, like, hold on.
Eddie Rosario just got DFA'd.
Eddie!
Breaking news.
What did he do? Why? He's scored a run.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was here. I don't know who they're bringing back. Are they bringing back?
Luke Williams.
Oh, Luke Williams to play some infield? Okay. Yeah, I mean, Eddie was here for a purpose.
Eddie's last.
Do you think they just
to be
like
a warm body?
Eddie's Luke last can memory, bunt, slide into a bat.
Luke can bunt and hit, and that's what we and run. That's what we need right now.
Well, why didn't they DFA Orlando Arcia then? You know,
yeah,
because that's the guy. But he's very cheap. I get it, but yeah, man, Eddie was the 26th man on the roster. He's going to be the first one to get DFA'd. At least we got one more happy Eddie memory. Scored a run last
scored
night.
Scored a run.
Also, I would. I don't, anyway, all right, we'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us. Talk some Falcons with him. I'm sure he's up there at minicamp. See what he knows about that. Some other stuff. If he actually picks up the phone, we'll all find out together. Sports Radio 92.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
End the game. 20 minutes away from an abbreviated back page with Bo Johnson. And then Sports Jeopardy as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Top of the 1 o'clock hour. Braves win in extra innings again. 4-0 this year in extras. They win the series against the Reds. And we say farewell to Eddie once more. Dang it.
It's been real, Eddie.
It was.
It was real, man.
It really did happen.
And not saying that you're not going to come back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He's a clutch player.
He is.
And Alex has his number on speed dial.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you bring him back for when you really need him, you know?
Yeah.
That's why you pinch hit him in the ninth, clutch moments, or you pinch run him in extras, or you bring him back in October, you know?
They pinch run him
in September, or whenever. Like, when you really need Eddie, that's when you bring
Eddie's
him
back. Eddie's coming back.
Oh, yeah, Eddie will be back. They'll all be back. Everybody's coming back. Smoking Joe Patrick joins us now, though. Let's get to him. 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter Smoking Joe Patrick joins us Fridays at this time. Yes?
No, I'm saying what?
Oh.
Yeah.
Rookie minicamp, Joe. How's it going?
What up, JP?
It's going great, guys. You know, the sun is shining. We're up here at Flyer Ranch. I'm literally standing next to the practice field watching it all go down right now. So it feels like order is restored. It always feels good to see these guys back out here after, you know, the last time, at least my experience, like the last time we're out here, it's cold, you know, the weather is crappy. And all of a sudden it feels like training camp's right around the corner again.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say how the rookies are doing because they're really not doing a lot.
Break down the performances.
Yeah,
I'm actually looking at Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. right now, just standing next to the bags with their helmets off. I mean, they're standing great. Looks like they're getting some really good coaching right now from the outside linebackers coach who's marching around the bags. And so, yeah, that's what those two are doing. The rest of them are out doing 7-on-7s right now, but I think, you know, there's some different treatment for the guys who are probably going to be starting when the 53 is on the 53 man.
When did they get back, Joe? I'm assuming because it's only rookies this time. The veterans come back Monday. Do they join the rookies, or do the rookies get to leave and then come back?
Yeah, so they will be, I believe, by like the end of next week, the vets will be here and they'll be out on the grass again. This will actually be the only day where the rookies are out here. And Raheem Morris basically said, you know, this is a big deal for media and stuff. We're going to hear from these guys after the practice. But ultimately, this is like a freshman orientation weekend for these guys. And Raheem Morris said it's the purpose of these practices are mainly so that they're not bumping into people when the actual practices start, when they introduce the vets next week. And even those won't be full practices. They'll kind of be, you know, phased in. Raheem talked about there's basically three phases for these rookies to kind of understand the program and what's going on, and this is just kind of the introduction of that. But to answer your question, Randy, yeah, the vets will be back here next week, obviously on a voluntary basis.
And one of the fun things about the post-draft process is you get to know the guys that your team took a little bit better. Maybe sometimes you get some details about how certain picks went down. Obviously, the Falcons trading back into the first round to get James Pierce is interesting, and a lot of interesting stories have been written about it since then. Well, what's your like favorite little nugget or two that you've learned about that process in terms of like vetting him and then drafting him and getting him in?
Well, I think it's interesting, and I haven't gotten like full confirmation on this, but so the some like inside baseball stuff here is the pre-draft press conference that Terry Fontenot holds the day before the draft every year. This year it got bumped up to like 9 a.m., which is about as early as you're ever going to see a press conference, especially out in Flowery Branch that takes about an hour to get to from, you know, Metro Atlanta anyway. So that was quite an early press conference that they got bumped up. And then it came out that after the draft, after the first round when they drafted James Pierce Jr., that they had met with you know, him and his mom, I believe, among other people. And I do wonder if that was related to the last-minute change of the press conference times. They were going to have that meeting during that. But so many things happen, guys, especially like in that last week before the draft. It feels like there's all these kinds of, you know, intelligence being gathered, and you do, I think, start to see the mock draft start to reflect a little bit more of what the real situation will be like versus, you know, what people are doing 2 months prior.
JP, is there a competition that you, because we were just talking earlier about, we were looking over the roster and everything as far as the rookies and who and whatever. Is there only one position that's really in for competition going into the season? Is that the kicker position?
Yeah, the kicker position is one, and honestly, it's one I probably don't think of as much as I should, considering its importance, but that will definitely be a competition. But, you know, I think in the secondary, there's going to be guys absolutely competing for roles and for jobs or for, you know, spots on the 53-man roster and beyond. Obviously, D. Alford was this team's nickelback last year, and it didn't go well for him or any of the players who were playing nickelback for Junie Lake's defense, which I think is important to note. But having said that, you know, D. Alford is a guy who himself was an undrafted free agent, you know, kind of came up and is fighting for his, you know, NFL career every year. And, you know, I think you have a level of competition this year that's going to be able to, you know, put players like him to the test. And, you know, that, I think that ultimately gets the best out of everybody. But Kobe Bryant, obviously kind of the most well-known of the undrafted free agents that the Falcons got, the cornerback out of Kansas. And I've seen he's been posting on social media, you know, just, you know, he's a confident young man. Let's put it that way. And I am fascinated to see him go up in a one-on-one against Drake London in training camp, because you just know that's going to be on the cards, you know, with how confident both of those guys are.
What has he been posting? Like, that leads you to say he's so confident.
He is very.
You know,
the picture with the Matt Ryan jersey on threw me off. I was like, whoa. You ain't that good, young fella.
What was he? Had a Matt Ryan jersey on?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ain't that good, young fella.
Well, he wanted to, yeah, I believe, and I don't even know what number he is out here. I actually don't have a roster in front of me, but yeah, I mean, if you just go back and look, like the way he plays, like he plays with his hair on fire. You know, he's a chirper, which I think is great for this Falcons secondary. Yeah. I think that they need that kind of personality, and I'm just fascinated to see how that kind of, you know, manifests itself in a Falcons practice, especially again once we get the rest of the vets around him.
I realize a couple guys have worn number 11 between Julio Jones and now, but they are guys that didn't really play, so I don't think anyone really noticed that. I mean, the first-round draft pick, who everyone's hoping is here for the next decade and like a franchise staple, is now going to be wearing it in Jalen Walker. Is that surprising at all to you? Or, I mean, the fact that other people have worn it, I guess, should make it not.
Yeah, no, it's not at all to me. To me, this is kind of a non-issue. But and I think that, you know, it's the expect someone to wear number 2 again, too, you know, like, I think that these numbers are definitely revered, and it's like, I don't think they're going to just give these numbers away to anybody, but, you know, if they're a first-round pick, and someone like Jalen Walker, who I think, you know, has,
or
like,
Logan
all
Woodside.
The character that you want, right, or Logan Woodside, but no, honestly, I think the Falcons get this right, and there's, like, two ways to go about kind of honoring former players, which is to retire numbers, or do a ring of honor. And I guess you could do both, but I really just like the ring of honor and just honoring people by their names. You can put their names up on the stadium, but leave the numbers there for like legacies to be built and prestige to kind of be built up around these things. I think that's the best way to do it. And it's like, I don't know, like number two, number 11, like these are prime numbers. Yeah. You want your star players to kind of have some of these numbers down there, you know, down the line over the years. And so I'd rather just then be open for players to take.
Oh, just so much disagree with you, Joe. So I'm assuming you think that Abdul should get Abdul up and up. So he should get number 56?
No. So that's where I'm on. If the number is retired, it's retired. Oh, okay. I actually love the players standing on.
All right, I was about to say
the former players. Yeah, I know. I love that. If it's theirs, it's theirs. You know, what's done is done.
I feel like we need to be like that's one that is like, yeah, obviously.
Yes.
Lawrence Taylor, you retire his number. He's LT.
Yeah.
Super Bowls. He was one of the greats of all time. Like, and I'm not saying the Falcons do this, but there are organizations that are a little. Loose with the retirement.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and that's where it comes from.
You retired whose number?
Yeah. But a lot of that could be also what they do in the community.
For sure.
All those different things.
Look, teams could do whatever they want. Yeah. To me, it's like, if you're getting no one's ever going to wear this number again in franchise history.
Right.
Like, you had to.
You got to be one.
You better bring a trophy here.
Yeah, but. Joe, did you expect any kind of, first of all, were you expecting him to get 11? Because I didn't know. And then were you surprised that there was some backlash behind it?
I don't know what I was expecting. I guess. I guess I just didn't care about the numbers. Not to kind of poo-poo that.
No,
but
it's fine.
I don't know. I think it's all kind of funny, just like the uproar that people have over it or not. But I'm with you. It's like, you know, if the guy makes the Hall of Fame, like, does that then qualify you to retire that number? I suppose so, but you got to have the long-term vision, guys. Like, 80 years when we're playing NFL football here.
Yeah.
Who's going to wear, you know, we got to have these numbers available.
If the team's good enough for long enough, there won't be any numbers left.
You
got to be very careful with it. If someone asked you to make the argument that the Falcons are better now than they were at the end of the season last year, what would be the what's the main argument for that?
I think it's that you're younger, you're more athletic, especially on defense, and I think offensively, I mean, I don't mean to be like insulting to Kirk Cousins, but the Falcons have a better passing attack by far with Michael Penix as the team's leader and quarterback, because you can access so many different parts of the field. So I think that there's the way I kind of see it, there's much more upside for this version of the Falcons. And, you know, there's some downside, too. When you have young players, more inexperienced players, you know, they might not respond well to that. That's where you're kind of leaning on some of the coaching and that kind of stuff. But ultimately, I think that there's so much upside for this team, both this year and then once we get years into the future because of this young talent they've amassed.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think even last year, the ceiling wasn't reached, but the ceiling was still – you know, relatively low.
Feels like the ceiling. It was now, let's win the NFC South, and that's pretty much the peak of what we can do.
I think that's right. Joe, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons insider. Happy Mother's Day to Joe's mom, because we know she's always listening when Joe comes on. Happy Mother's Day to Miss Patrick.
Yeah, man. Miss Patrick's awesome.
Never met her.
I never met her either, but she's awesome.
Has to be.
Like all moms. Awesome.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo and some Sports Jeopardy after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There you go, mom songs.
Yeah.
Mom songs. Mother's Day Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to some Sports Jeopardy here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well.
Yeah, I love how Joe said they're standing right there.
Yeah, I see them standing.
Yeah, let's see them standing right there.
How do they look?
Yeah, who's standing out, Joe?
Healthy.
Oh, my God. Those are the questions. Like, who's doing what up there? Huh? Who's like?
I will say this. I will say this. It's going to be fun to have the fans back at training camp this year.
Yes.
The Falcons are really happy that the fans weren't at training camp last year.
You know, we talked about that already.
Because who's standing out, whatever, sometimes it's overblown. You would have seen Penix's arm, and you would have seen Cousins' arm, and there would have been some conversation.
You have seen some BBs out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but. Since Kirk came to the start of voluntary workout, he's going to be there for minicamp stuff?
I would assume.
When he goes number with the twos? Ooh.
He would.
Ooh.
I mean, he's a backup.
Who's the other guy? Who's the other quarterbacks on the roster? DeVecchio's there, right?
Yeah. DeVito or something like
DeVecchio.
That.
DeVecchio.
Who is DelVesso?
DiNucci?
DiNucci.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
One of those guys.
Yes, DeVecchio.
Some kind of Italian
DeVecchio,
name.
So that's from Pasture 57.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. D-E-L Vecchio.
DeVito's Danny DeVito.
Emery Jones.
Emery Jones. Sorry.
These are the guys that are there right now with the rookies.
They just signed a guy, right? They signed a guy like last week or the week before, and I forget what his name was. So that's helpful.
Yeah.
Well, you talking about like Easton Stick?
That's what it is.
Well, that's the
Easton
guy. Yeah.
Easton Stick.
He's like probably your
Easton Stick's gonna be backup quarterback
when you ultimately. Yeah.
Yeah. He might be, when Kirk Cousins gets traded,
I would not be surprised if this happens that Kirk is gonna be the emergency quarterback. That's trade bait. You can't risk him.
Right.
You
can't get
hurt.
You can't get him hurt.
But at the same time, you know.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully you can get Kirk out of here before any of that happens. But, yeah, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. maybe they're just waiting for school to end. School's about to end. You got the 3 more weeks?
Maybe that'll put a little.
How many weeks we got to school?
Couple weeks. Yeah.
Couple weeks? Okay.
I mean, they're in the home stretch at pre-K. They're making tie-dye shirts.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're not doing any more learning.
22nd? Okay.
Learning's over.
It's crazy because Kai's graduation. I'm like, when did Kai graduation come? On a Tuesday. Like, Tuesday? That's when my baby girl graduated from high school. And then the twins are graduating that Saturday at 9 o'clock. I'm like, hold on. What happened to Friday at 8?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
weekends.
Yeah, what happened to Friday
Saturdays.
At 8? Tuesday.
I guess the limited access to the facility?
I guess.
Where did they graduate at?
From this, it's on the campus of West Georgia. The gymnasium.
Okay. What it is. Probably a lot of high schools.
Probably.
Where did you guys graduate at?
In the damn gym.
In the gym?
You know, I mean, like,
at the high school gym?
The auditorium at Peach County High.
Really?
Hell yeah.
All right.
It was 327 on the t-shirt. I think 190 walked.
All right, it's about half.
Yeah, 190 walked.
Well, you know, sometimes with the library fees, they don't let you walk.
Yeah, that could be it.
If you haven't paid off all your, you know.
No, I take it back. It was 197, but it was like. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of people walking.
Okay.
I say it like that.
Everyone got cheered for it.
Yeah.
And everyone got their moment.
Yeah, I ain't going to try to put my
classmates in there. We got to walk at the Seahawks stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They was down on the field, and then the parents were all up in the stands and stuff. It was pretty cool.
I got to
get down there on the field. They said, the one thing you can't do is go on the field. So we snuck a football into the robe, and we went on the field.
You were that guy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
It was the only touchdown I was ever going to catch. So I caught a touchdown. Dude. What were they going to do? Not let me graduate? I already graduated. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So before I get to John Jones, let me dispel an internet rumor real fast. Circulating the interwebs this morning, somebody was saying that Jordan Hudson had been banned from UNC facilities. UNC has released a statement saying that this is not, while she's not an employee for the University of North Carolina, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university.
Again, said it on Tuesday. That's why he stopped believing everything they say about this girl.
Correct. Yeah, well, it was just a weird report anyway because it did seem like semantics the way that it was reported, and then it turns out that it is. Like, if you're not an employee of the football program, I mean, technically we're all banned from the North Carolina football facility, right? Like, I can't just walk in there, but I'm not actually banned. Like, banned is a very specific thing, right? Like, Tyrese Halliburton's dad is banned from the rest of the playoffs.
Right.
But I'm banned from the game if I don't have a ticket, but it's not the same thing, you know? That's not what it is. I don't know. I don't know why people care.
Yes.
Who cares?
Because, man. That story is like just a fire where it's like moths, like just flying
right
into.
I guess
into
so. I'm not. I'm a moth over here.
That's where he should be. John Jones, 37 years old, just fought a guy in November. Dana White comes out and says he's supposed to fight in 2025. TMZ catches up to John Jones. Now, a preface to this statement, because I had to cut out some of the audio. If you go look at the nerds that are trying to piece together 100 individuals to fight a gorilla, and they're picking like all these badass fighters and Brock Lesnar's, and John Jones is one of the top people on everybody's list.
Okay.
He's a UFC fighter. He's a badass.
Right.
Certified.
Right.
So TMZ approaches John Jones and tells him this. Now, John Jones has a very weird aspect of where he would want to be in this fight, and I can't say that I agree. And somebody might want to check on the mental health of one John Jones.
100 men definitely beats up a gorilla. Top big, huh?
Right, so you know what's going to happen to the first wave, right?
John's one of the baddest some duns I've ever seen. This man is a genuine badass, and he is genuinely crazy too. And it ain't just him talking.
Sense,
No, he crazy. You got everybody know John. John crazy. You know everything like that. As good as he is, it ain't gonna happen. Like you ain't finna like slide tackle or slide kick a damn gorilla and get him on the ground.
Surely that's not what he thinks he can do, right?
You're going to break your damn leg.
But at least, though, we got the answer, because that was always the question, is who's going to go first? No one wants to.
Right.
Well, it turns out somebody does.
The first wave, however many people are in that wave, yep, most of them are going to be unrecognizable or
that's
unidentifiable.
Right. But at least we found a volunteer.
He's going to rip your damn face off.
At least we found a volunteer to be one of the people that tries to tire him out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because every other part of the conversation has been like, well, no one's going to want to go first. John said, I would. Find some more Johns.
Don't rip your damn face off, man. You better stop messing with that damn monkey.
What a weird – I mean, I love it because it's fun and we have conversations like this all the time. But, like, it's such a weird one to kind of sweep the pop culture of the country. Yeah. You know what I mean? This has been talked about by everyone.
How did this happen? I saw a breakdown of it. I was like, what the hell? They had like an AI type thing with it. I was like, what the hell's going on?
I've actually listened to a bunch of nerdy like animal experts on this. So it turns out that gorillas don't really have that high of endurance after all.
So that's what I was told also.
Yes.
People kept telling me.
But why do they think this? I don't know. I can see them not being aggressive by nature.
You know what I've seen them be?
I've seen them be aggressive when another gorilla pounds his chest at them.
Hey, Bo, you know when they get tired? When they fighting other damn gorillas. You know why? Probably. Because they're just as strong as them. I'd be huffing and puffing too, damn it.
I just hope we're pretty, you know.
Somebody's about to get their arms ripped.
We're pretty dumb right now. Like, this is about as dumb as we've ever been.
Somebody's going to get their arms ripped.
Somebody's going to do something dumb.
I really hope it doesn't happen.
When's the movie going to come out?
A frat house is going to get killed.
I just really hope
it doesn't happen. We took 100 criminals and put them in a cage.
Because, every scenario is bad. The scenario where a gorilla kills a whole bunch of people, that's bad. Okay, the scenario where people kill a gorilla, that's also bad. Like, no matter what the outcome is, it's really bad. And we're just really dumb right now. So I just really hope it doesn't happen. All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
Landis is going to jump the wall. There's going to be blood and damn dockers everywhere. Randy.
Topsiders and shin bones.
Hell yeah.
All right, a couple Mother's Day-focused Sports Jeopardy questions.
All right.
Then we'll get to just regular Sports Jeopardy questions. What former Oklahoma State basketball star, who was no relation to Steph, has the shortest career in NBA history at just 39 seconds? He has his unique name because his mother could not decide between Leon or James as a first name.
Randy. Gian?
That is incorrect.
I'm assuming his last name is Curry. I don't know. Legion Curry?
That's also incorrect. Jameson Curry. Do you remember him?
Nope.
No?
Oh. I
thought you guys would remember him. Jameson Curry.
Okay.
Which basketball star returned to the Houston Comets just 6 weeks after giving birth? Andy.
Cynthia Cooper.
Incorrect.
Randy. Was it Tina Thomas? Thompson?
Incorrect. And eventually led them to the 97 WNBA title. Cheryl Swoops.
Oh!
Duh.
Dang it.
Duh.
Cynthia Cooper was on that team, though.
Yes. In the movie Air, focused on Michael Jordan and his relationship with Nike, actress played the role of Jordan's mother, Dolores?
I
can see it.
She's been in so much stuff.
She's freaking
awesome.
And
she was amazing
she's
in that movie.
EGOT winner.
She's amazing.
Oh, is she really? Wow.
No, she's amazing, gracious. Too.
I can't think of her name.
What's her name?
I don't know.
I can't come up with it. It's all right.
This is going to pay both
gonna
you
hurt.
Guys.
It's going to hurt. It's
Viola
hurt.
Davis.
Yep. Oh, Viola
I know.
Davis. Yep. Dang it.
Yep. God. Couldn't.
Sorry to everyone out there that knew that. Screaming at their radios, too. Because there's so many people that knew the answer to that
she's
one.
She's freaking awesome.
She's amazing. No disrespect. She's
making awesome. Headlines earlier this week, which U.S. women's soccer star just announced she is pregnant with her first child, Randy?
Dansby Swanson's wife.
Mallory Swanson, that is correct.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
That is correct.
Good for them. I had no clue what her first name was.
Mallory, I'll give it to you.
You going to give me nothing. You better go to the next question.
In the 2024 Olympics, which former track star and mom who has 11 Olympic medals?
Oh, there's 11 kids.
Damn.
11 Olympic medals. Oh. Partner with Pampers to open the first Olympic Village nursery for Olympian parents.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
You said she has 11 medals?
11 Olympic medals, former track star.
Oh,
Andy.
Andy.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Incorrect.
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, no.
For a 2-0 lead.
I don't know.
Allison Felix.
Oh!
I know.
God, she's been
love Allison Felix. That sucks. Feel really bad about this one.
All right. These are the two questions I mentioned to Randy. He does not know the questions, but it was a moment of shame for me.
Okay.
I missed these two at trivia, so now we'll see if you can get them.
Okay.
What was the first NFL team to feature cheerleaders?
Randy.
Randy.
The Cowboys.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Would have been my guess.
Would have been my guess.
Yeah, that was our guess at trivia, too.
I know it ain't Green Bay. Nobody wanted to see them women back then.
Just trying to think like an owner who was innovative. I don't know. The Giants?
Incorrect. The Colts.
Okay.
Really? This was back when they were in Baltimore.
All right. Ursay, Mr. Ursay? Because his dad owned the Colts, didn't he?
I don't know their history.
Yeah.
Or else I would have gotten this question. Which NBA team's name was decided in a vote in 1986 in which one of the runner-up names was Polar?
Polar?
Polar.
The Magic.
That is incorrect.
Which, that was Polar?
Yes.
Okay, so we got Polar Bear.
Yep.
So read the question again.
Which NBA team's name was decided in a vote in 1986 where the runner-up was Polar?
Okay.
By the way, this is the last question. Randy's already got the win in the bag.
1986.
That's where I was going. Just like what team kind of started around then.
The Miami Heat.
That is incorrect. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. Polar.
Randy wins 1-0.
Well, that was a poor showing.
Another twerking on a Friday.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
1-0?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
It ain't the first.
No, it's not. It's been a while, though. It's been a while since it's been that bad. All right. That's an appropriate Mother's Day song. It's another good Mother's Day song.
I wish.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.